From Moscow with love, this is Vasily and Natalie on The Voice of Russia. Online, on digital, AM, FM, and shortwave via WRMI. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Vas, I must admit, you were right.
What?
You were right when you said Muscovites are getting more and more aggressive. I always thought that if you are polite and friendly with people, they will reciprocate. Not anymore.
All right, stop right there. Let me remind our listeners that I spoke about an incident at a Moscow gas station a few weeks ago when a man yelled at me for no reason at all, and we almost got into a fight. A nice little story. If you missed that show or you are new to this broadcast, check out all our previous episodes at en.ria.ru. So, back to you. What happened, Chicken Little?
On Thursday night, I was riding a streetcar home as usual, when all of a sudden the tram stopped. Something went wrong with the tram in front. Well, such things happen.
Ooh, yeah.
And it took the driver some 10 minutes to fix it. There was an elderly woman sitting in front of me and an elderly man standing next to her. Apparently, he was in a hurry and looked very upset and nervous when the streetcar stopped. Suddenly, the old woman yelled at him, "Sit down and stop hanging over my head." Immediately, he snapped back at her, something like, "That's none of your business whether I'm standing or sitting." And it all ended in a nice row, which was over only when the tram started moving.
Ah, well, you see, it's the concept of personal space which has finally come to Moscow. She obviously wanted him to stay away, probably felt that he was all worked up. Believe me, I know the feeling. Whenever I use public transport, I always make sure there is plenty of space between them and me.
There was plenty of space.
I also make sure my wallet, documents, and cell phone are still on me.
All right. On Wednesday night, I was coming back from the dacha. I was sitting next to a middle-aged woman on the bus, and when I got up, I accidentally pushed her. I opened my mouth to apologize. I always do. But she interrupted me with a snarl. "Watch out, you ugly b-."
Ugly b-? That's nice.
I was so shocked, I started laughing. And I said, "You're wrong. I'm not ugly, and I'm not a b-."
That's, ladies and gentlemen, that's 100% Natasha Stefanova. Only you would say that.
Sure. She went on hissing something venomously. I was so sorry for her.
Aw, why were you sorry
for her? I'm always sorry for wicked or aggressive people.
No. I still don't get it. Sorry about what? I mean, why bother at all?
Oh, don't ask me why. I always react to people who contact me. Honest, Vas, there's so many crackpots among Muscovites, it's getting dangerous to walk the streets of Moscow.
No, not yet. No, it's not dangerous. No.
Well, I wonder if it's because the ruble is falling and the prices are going up. People must be very worked up indeed. They have a hard time coping with their problems, and for some life is getting tough. I mean, for everybody, life is getting tough.
Yeah, hence the aggressiveness on the Moscow
streets.
On the other hand, for objectivity's sake, the other day I was buying some coffee at a big shopping center, and I was, as I was leaving, there was a guard standing next to the exit, keeping an eye on things, you know, making sure there were no shoplifters and stuff. Lurch, you know, big guy in his late 40s, wearing a bulletproof vest with pepper spray, walkie-talkie, handcuffs, you get the picture. So as I was walking past him, I showed him the coffee and the receipt. And you know what happened?
He called you an imperialist pig spy, called for backup, and pepper sprayed you till you confessed working for Langley, right?
No! This Goomba gave me the biggest smile I've ever seen.
Wow.
This side of the Iron Curtain. Folks, it freaked me out. It was amazing. So it's not all that bad.
I agree with you 100%. But you know what? In a way, what the woman on the bus said to me was a blessing in disguise. Her words were a sign for me to look at myself critically. I said to myself, if I don't want to look ugly, I must keep fit. And the next day I went to the gym.
Tell me, do you really think you look ugly?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
I have a hard time believing that.
I'm not saying I look ugly now, but If I don't keep fit, I may turn into an ugly fat pig one day. Mm-hmm. Lots of women my age spend time eating and watching TV and putting on weight. Just yesterday, I talked to an old friend who used to be so fragile and slim in her youth. Now she says she weighs a ton because she likes cakes and pastry and she can't resist the temptation and doesn't want to. She says it doesn't matter anymore what she looks like. Well, I do care what I look like, and I think people should look decent at any age.
So where's the gym? Is it anywhere near you, near your house?
At our school, which is a 5-minute walk from home.
It's at school.
Yes.
Go on,
why?
Go on.
What's so funny?
Sorry, go on.
I was planning to go there, but it would have probably taken me another month or so. And the woman's words, they spurred me up.
So it's at school.
Right.
All
yes.
Right. And?
And it opened in September as an extracurriculum activity for the students. My daughter Kathy goes there twice a week.
Is it free?
Well, it's free for the kids, and the teachers pay 300 rubles, or $7 an hour and a half, which I think is quite reasonable. So far, I'm the only teacher who goes there, and it's likely to remain so, because it takes an effort to go to the gym, and grown-ups tend to find lots of excuses to justify their laziness.
Some.
Most, I would say. In any case, I enjoyed immensely. The instructor or the coach is our PE teacher. She is there with me all the time. She also told me I have to combine exercise with a special diet.
Exactly.
I have to eat a lot of cottage cheese. Ugh. I love fresh farmer's cottage cheese. I mix it with greens and chili pepper, and it's delicious. After my first visit to the gym, I thought I would ache all over the next day, but it was okay. It was quite bearable, I would say. And with every training session, I feel better and better.
Yeah, that cottage cheese and chili peppers is very disturbing, to put it mildly.
Why? You should try it sometime.
No, thank you. What are the exercises you do?
Well, ask me another. I don't know what they're called. All those fancy machines. I do a lot of stretching, mm-hmm. Then 10 minutes on the ellipse, 10 minutes on the bike, some exercise for my stomach muscles, my back, my arms, my legs, an hour and a half all told. And I can feel my rusty, dusty muscles squeak and stretch, and that makes me feel great.
You have to sweat more.
I do, by the way.
All right. Have you lost any weight?
I don't know, but I'll check on Monday.
What? Didn't you check today?
No, I didn't. I'm afraid. So far, I'm afraid. I'm quite frank with you.
All right. Well, you do seem to look better. I mean, the main thing is not to give up, not to give up your exercises, going to the gym and all that.
Okay, tell me, are you still working out?
As a matter of fact, yes, I am. Three, four, five times a week. It's what? It's been 9 months now, yeah.
I'm proud of you. Yeah. Is it a rigorous workout?
Not really. You know, I do the treadmill for about 40 minutes, a stretch, plank, pull-ups, push-ups, a little weightlifting, but, you know, before you get any wrong ideas, it's not a very glamorous sight to see. In fact, I'm pretty much like President Barack Obama in that leaked Warsaw Gym video.
Oh.
You know, that the time he was working out at the hotel.
Yeah.
That's exactly how silly I look at the gym. As for aching all over after a strenuous workout, you know, there's a special kind of over-the-counter medicine that you can use. In fact, I think it was you, Natasha. You were the one that told me about it in the first place when I had severe back pain 4 years ago.
Yes, it's a very well-known mm-hmm. brand of powerful painkiller that you use.
The backside.
Yes.
Yes, yes. It helps. And, you know, every time I administer it, I think of you. Now, did you know that a majority of medications can be purchased in Moscow without a prescription? Antibiotics, hormonal medications, potent antihistamines, and statins can all be bought without having to visit a doctor first. Foreigners living in Moscow consider this a blessing because they don't have to waste time and money on visiting the doctor.
I don't think this is a blessing because the number of people engaging in self-medication is increasing with each year. By trying to save money, they're often at risk of seriously harming themselves.
Well, you know, whenever I stand in line for my prescription-free Viagra at a Moscow drugstore...
Oh, come on!
I hear conversations... I was kidding, all right? I hear conversations between the pharmacist and the customer go something like this. I need something for the pain shooting down my left side, which in turn makes me bang my head against the wall. Or, is there something I can take for when I pass out and go into cardiac arrest? Oh, it's happened twice this week alone. Please help me. People forget that pharmacists are not doctors. Natasha, do you think Muscovites are not seeing their doctors as often as they should?
I'm sure they don't. And there are very few really good doctors you can go and see. Muscovites usually see doctors that they know and trust. My friends and I, for example, are in the habit of recommending good doctors that we know to one another.
That's the way it's usually done here. While on the subject, hardly a day goes by without hearing something or other about Ebola. Though it's not making any headlines here, unlike in the United States, still it does occasionally pop up, mostly during conversations with friends. Do you think Muscovites are worried about it?
Not yet. And I do hope it won't reach Moscow.
RT reports, Russian scientists are developing a technology to make monoclonal antibodies specific to the Ebola virus. If successful, the resulting medicine could be available as soon as December. Testing points to a positive effect within 24 hours of administering. Earlier, Russian scientists were working on three separate types of another vaccine against Ebola, one of which is ready for clinical trials at this time. That's according to the health ministry. So far, there is now no licensed treatment or vaccine for the highly contagious disease that has killed over 4,000 people in Western Africa since the start of the year and has reportedly started spreading beyond the region.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Some of the reports you see on TV are very sad indeed.
Do you get any Western news channels as part of your cable package?
Honey, I haven't paid for my cable package in months. We don't watch TV.
Yeah. CNN has been mysteriously dropped by one of the major cable operators in Moscow. This happened at the end of August, and since I am a subscriber, I noticed it right away. A call to customer support didn't quite clear up the situation, as the operator on the other end of the phone line said it was due to contractual reasons, which were supposed to be cleared by late September, early October. Well, here we are. November, I think. Is it November already? Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing has changed.
Well, perhaps it has something to do with politics.
Ah, well, you see, it crossed my mind. But then why are other Western channels like BBC World, France 24, and Deutsche Welle still carried? Someone suggested it was a case of self-censorship on the part of the cable operator aimed at scoring points with the Kremlin. I don't know. It's strange to say the least. And by the way, CNN is available on other Russian cable and satellite operators. I mean, come on. CNN, the world's news leader? Ha ha. What's there to censor?
What else is happening at Tverskaya?
Well, it's a good thing you asked, as there was something I wanted to rant about. Now, you remember the entire Vasily Street becomes a paid parking street forcing drivers to find parking elsewhere series we did?
Of course. Everybody remembers it.
Not everybody. I'm trying to forget it. Anyway, after paid parking was introduced, the street cleared up. My street cleared up. It became quiet and clean and, in general, so much more pleasant. Now you have a certain amount of parking spaces on each side of the street, and God forbid you forget to pay. You get towed off. Anyway, I noticed road workers setting up street signs indicating spaces reserved for drivers with disabilities. Not only street signs, but huge painted markings on the driveway. You'd think this is a welcome gesture on the part of the city authorities. But why all of a sudden are there more spaces for drivers with disabilities than for ordinary drivers in just one segment of the street? This is ludicrous. You know, it's as if the authorities have found one more way to fight Moscow drivers.
Normally, I would not know what to say about these things as I'm not a driver, but even I can see the hypocrisy. In Soviet times and until recently, the disabled did not exist here, if you know what I mean. And now, all of a sudden, they're getting their own parking spots.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure they have that many cars in the first place. Oh, I'm telling you, it's crazy. We'll talk some more about this after we return from a short break. Don't go away. This is From Moscow with Love on The Voice of Russia.